弟兄姊妹们来读几处的圣经。第一处，我们先读到诗篇128篇。
Brothers and sisters, let's share a few passages in the Bible. First is Psalm 128.
诗篇128篇第一节。
Psalm 128:1.
凡敬畏耶和华、遵行他道的人，变为有福。
Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in His ways.
这遵行他道呢，应该可以把它直接翻，行走在他的道路上。
Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in His ways.
所以这边说，凡敬畏耶和华、行走在他道路上的，变为有福。
Therefore, anyone is such is a blessed person.
再读111篇。
Psalm 111.
111篇第九节。
111:9.
读最后一句话讲。他的名圣而可畏，他的名圣而可畏。
Holy and awesome is His name.
我们再翻到后面130篇。
130.
130篇第四节。
Verse 4.
但在你有赦免之恩，要叫人敬畏你。
But there is forgiveness in you that you may be feared.
是神把赦免之恩赐给人，乃是要叫人敬畏他。
That is that God has given this grace of forgiveness to man so that man would fear him.
再翻到诗篇34篇。
Again, Psalm 34.
诗篇34篇第九节。
Verse 9.
耶和华的圣名啊，你们当敬畏他，因敬畏他的一无所缺。
Oh, fear the Lord, you He sent. There is no want to those who fear Him.
敬畏耶和华的人，他一无所缺。
Those who fear the Lord have no want.
好，你读第七节。
And verse 7.
耶和华的使者在敬畏他的人视为安营，搭救他们。
The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear Him and delivers them.
再翻到24篇。
Psalm 24.
25篇。
25. Psalm 25.
第十二节。第十四节。
Verses 12 and 14.
这些都是讲到一个敬畏耶和华的人，他们到底得到什么福气？他们为什么一无所缺？
Now all these verses speak to those who fear the Lord, and why is it they have all the blessings that they have no lack at all?
谁敬耶和华，耶和华必指示他当选择的道路。
Who is the man that fears the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way he chooses.
耶和华与敬畏他的人亲密，他必将自己的约指示他们。
Verse 14, the secret of the Lord is with those who fear Him, and He will show them His covenant.
再翻到15篇。
And Psalm 15.
15篇第四节。
Verse 4.
他眼中藐视毁裂，就是神，神眼中藐视毁裂，却尊重那敬畏耶和华的人。
This is in God's eyes. Verse 4.In whose eyes a vile person is despised, but he honors those who fear the Lord.
我们再翻到传道书十二章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 12.
传道书十二章十二，十三节。
Verse 13.
这些事都已听见了，总意就是敬畏神，谨守他的诫命。这是人所当尽的本分。
Ecclesiastes 12:13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is man's all. For God will bring every work into judgment.
他说在这里，
every secret thing.
敬畏神，谨守他的诫命，这是人所当尽的本分。
Here the verse says that fear God and keep His commandments, and this is man's all.
你再翻到民书，哎，《生命记》
Deuteronomy
第十章
，Chapter Ten，
《生命记》第十章十二节
，Verse 12, 10, 12，
十二节是三节
，Verses 12 and 13。
以色列啊，现在耶和华你的神，你神向你所要的是什么呢？只要你敬畏耶和华你的神，遵行他的道。这个遵行他的道也应该把它换成行走在他的道路上。
Verse 12, And now Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you, but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart,and with all your soul. Now, to walk in his way simply means to obey his commandments.
哦，他们说，耶和神对以色列百姓有要求，就是说你们要敬畏耶和华你的神，行走在他的道路上，尽心尽性侍奉他。
The Lord God has this requirement of his people, that is that they should fear God, walk in his way, and to love and to serve him with all their heart and soul.
遵守他的诫命律例，就是我今日所吩咐你的，为要叫你得福。
Verse 13, and to keep the commandments of the Lord and His statutes, which I command you today for your good.
神对以色列百姓有个要求呢，是他们只要敬畏耶和华，行走在他的道路上。
Now God does have this demand of His people that they should fear Him and they should walk in His ways.
目的是为了什么呢？是叫他们得福。
And what is God's purpose for all this is to give all the good to Israelites.
所以神要人敬畏他呢，是为了叫人得他的祝福。
Therefore, for God to have people fear Him simply is to have people receive His blessings.
我们再翻到新约希伯来书第十二章。
Now, Hebrews chapter
12. 希伯来书第十二章二十八节。
Verse 28 and 29.
所以我们既得了不能震动的国，就当感恩造神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉他，侍奉神，因为我们的神乃是烈火。
Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably withreverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire.
为什么要用虔诚敬畏的心来侍奉我们神呢？因为他是烈火。
Why is it we should serve our God with reverence and godly fear? Because he is a consuming fire.
好，我们再翻到彼得前书第一章。
And First Peter,
第一章十七节。
Verse 17.
你们既称那不偏待人、按个人行为审判人的主为父，就当存敬畏的心度你们在世寄居的日子。
1 Peter 1:17, and if you call on the Father, who without partiality judges according to each one's work, conduct yourself throughout the time of your stay here in fear.
为什么说要存敬畏的心度我们在地上寄居的日子呢？
Now why should we conduct?ourselves throughout the time of our stay here in fear.
十八节以后那段，他就告诉我们，因为我们得了那个神的救赎呢，是借主耶稣基督宝血得了赦免。
Now the passage starting from verse 18 tells us the redemption that we have received is through the precious blood of our Lord.
好，我想圣经读到这，请我们低头再有点祷告。
Now this is today's text.Reading, would you please bow your head and have a further word of prayer?
主，我们感谢你早晨在召聚你的儿女一同在你的跟前。
Lord, thank you that this morning once again you have called your children to be gathered at your feet.
我们呢愿意把这些话一同带到你面前来。
Again, we want to commit all, bring all these words before you.
求你借圣灵来指教我们，来带领我们。
So that through the Holy Spirit you will guide us, you will instruct us.
好像你这些话真是成为我们的祝福的管道。
Therefore, all these words will become the channels of the blessing from you.
借着你的话，我们真学习存心敬畏你，活在地上。
And through your word, we'll learn to fear you as we conduct ourselves in this world.
求主在这一点时间，你分别为圣，宝血都划定界限在这里。
Oh Lord, through this period of time, sanctify it, and your blood would mark out the territory around it.
那我们等候，安静等候在面前，你向我们施恩。
So quietly we'll wait for you, and please do extend your grace to us.
奉主耶稣基督名求。
In the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我想早晨愿意和弟兄姊妹再来交通一个人怎样蒙到神的祝福。
Now this morning again, I would like to fellowship with you on the theme, how can a man be blessed by God?
或说成为一个有福的人。
To become a blessed person.
我们交通到说神向人的心意就是要赐福给人。
We shared before that the purpose of God is to extend his blessings to man.
人也是在盼望成为一个有福的人。
And man truly want to become a person who is blessed.
这个福呢，它原来原文的意思就是快乐。
And this blessing in its original means to be happy.
所以我们看见我们在地上人在那有许多追求，就盼望成为有福的人，成为一个快乐的人。
Therefore, we see in today's world, men have so many pursuits in order to become a blessed person, to be happy.
但是我们知道，在地上我们可能可以得到许多，但是我们不一定是一个有福的人。
And we also know that in this world, we might have gained much, nevertheless, we might not be blessed.
我们不能够成为真正快乐的人。
We may not be a true happy person.
只有当人得到神的祝福，得到神所要赐给我们福气，我们才能够真的成为有福的人。
Only when men have received God's blessings that He wants to give men, then we will become happy ones.
过一个快乐的人生。
To have a joyful life.
我们今天讲到说，神不仅乐意赐福给人。
Now we mentioned that not only does our God willingly to give us all the blessings,
他还告诉我们怎样的人他才是一个有福的人。
He also tells us what kind of person is called a blessed one.
他更把那一条成为有福的路来告诉我们，指引我们。
And he has shown us this blissful way to guide us.
这样我们真是因着神这样的心意，能够成就在我们身上。
So that God's desire can be fulfilled in us.
那我们早晨再来交通另外一个有福的人，就是敬畏耶和华的人。
So this morning we would like to share on another type of blessed person. This is the one who fears the Lord.
一个敬耶和华的人，遵守他道的人，他是一个有福的人。
Blessed is the one who fears the Lord and who walks in His ways.
我想敬畏可以说到一个基督徒蒙福的一个最重要的一个秘密。
Now, fearing God should be the most important secret for a Christian to be blessed by God.
基督徒盼望过一个快乐人生，敬畏神是一个秘诀。
Now, for a Christian to have a happy, a blessed life, fearing God is the secret.
而这个敬畏呢，也可以把它翻作惧怕。
Fearing God simply means you fear, you are frightened of.
事实上原文里面敬畏就是个惧怕。
So in its original, fearing God simply meaning you're afraid of God.
但是这个惧怕不是一个做奴仆那种怕主人刑罚的那个惧怕。
Now however, this fear is not the same as the fear of a slave fearing his masters.
这个惧怕也不是因为怕得罪一个有权势的人的那种惧怕。
Nor is this fear coming from when you offend somebody in power.
好像惧怕一个有权势的人，我们得罪他的时候，他可以用权势来对付我们。
As though when you offend somebody in authority, that person could deal with you using his power.
这个惧怕也不是怕一个非常凶恶的人。
Now, nor is this fear being afraid of somebody who is so violent.
赶快逃他怕他杀来杀害我们。
You quickly run for your life because you don't want that person to kill you.
圣经里面讲到敬畏神、惧怕神，这个惧怕。
The fearing of God in the Bible.
那是因着认识神而产生的一种惧怕。
Comes from knowing your God.
这个惧怕呢，是因为怕得罪神自己。
This fear means you are afraid to offend your God.
怕行他所不喜悦的事情。
You're afraid of doing something that displeases him.
这个惧怕呢，是因为神是一个圣洁神，让里面产生个惧怕。
You fear God because our God is holy, and this fear is due to him.
这个惧怕 乃是愿意来行走他的道，遵守他的道，行走在他的道路上。
Fearing God simply means you want to obey His commandments to walk in His ways.
所以我们看见在生命记那里，神对以色列百姓也是这样要求。
And this is so demanded of our God among all His Israelites.
摩西对以色列百姓说：“以色列啊，现在耶和华向你们所要的呢是什么呢？只要你敬畏耶和华。”
Moses said to all the Israelites that, "What is that required, demanded of your God? Is for you to fear Him."
遵守他的道。
To walk in His ways.
你要爱他，尽心尽意的来侍奉他。
Love him and serve him with all your soul and with all your heart.
守他的诫命律例。
You should obey his commandments and statutes.
这一切呢，是为了叫他们能够得神的祝福。
Oh, this is for you to receive the good from God.
所以我们看见一个惧怕神、一个敬畏神的人，他就能够得到神的祝福。
Therefore, we see that he who fears God will be blessed by God.
他就能够成为一个快乐的人。
He will become a happy person.
以赛亚十一篇三十一章那里预言到主耶稣基督。
Now Isaiah chapter 11 prophesies of our Lord Jesus.
他说主耶稣在他身上有一个敬畏耶和华的灵。
There he says the spirit of fear of the Lord is upon him.
或是在那说他有知识和敬畏耶和华的灵。
Or to say our Lord Jesus has the spirit of counsel and the spirit of fear of the Lord.
我们知道以赛亚刚才讲到主耶稣基督的时候
When Isaiah prophesies of our Lord Jesus
他不仅讲到他有知识敬畏耶和华的灵
Not only did he mention that our Lord had the spirit of counsel the spirit of fear of the Lord
他还说他有智慧和聪明的灵
Also he, our Lord, had this spirit of wisdom and knowledge
他有谋略和能力的灵
He has a spirit of counsel and spirit of might.
他有知识和敬畏耶和华的灵。
And also he had the spirit of knowledge of the fear of the Lord.
我们看见这样好像有一对一对的。
And it seems that we have pairs of words here.
知识和敬畏呢是摆在一起。
The spirit of the Lord and the spirit of knowledge are teamed up together.
所以这个就说到知识就是对神的认识呢然后才有产生一个敬畏的一个心。
This tells us that this is, knowledge is the understanding of God, which brings forth the fear of God.
并且他说他必以敬畏耶和华为快乐。
And also his joy is the fear of the Lord.
所以我们看见敬畏和快乐是连在一起的。
Therefore we see that this is fearing the Lord and this joy, they are connected with each other.
或者惧怕和快乐是连在一起。
Fear the Lord and happiness, they are, they come in team.
在诗篇第二篇那里也告诉我们。
And also in Psalm 2 we read.
当存畏惧侍奉耶和华。
Serve your God with fear.
又当存战惊而快乐。
And rejoice in trembling.
这里也把惧怕和快乐摆在一起。
Here again, fear and happiness, are connected together.
就是今天地上来说，一个惧怕的人，他怎么会有快乐呢
？Now we would think a person in this world, how if he fears, how could he be happy at the same time?
但圣经却告诉我们了，这个惧怕是和快乐连在一起。
However, the Bible teaches that fear and happiness they are connected.
因为这个惧怕不是地上那种惧怕。
Because the fear in the Bible is not the fear of God.
这个惧怕是神圣的一个惧怕。
This is the holy fear.
因着有这样神圣的一个敬畏惧怕神的心呢，神就把快乐赐给他。
And because of this holy fear, God will give this person this happiness.
当人在那里敬畏耶和华的时候
，When a person fears God,
这是讲到里面一个态度。
This speaks of this inner attitude.
然后他在外面的表现是怎样呢
？Then how does he act outwardly?
就是遵行耶和华的道。
That he would obey his ways.
就是行走在他的道路上。
To walk in his ways.
所以我们看见神对人有一个心意，乃是要叫人敬畏他。
Now we see God does have this heart so that people would fear him.
所以从圣经我们也可以看到，到底为什么神要人来敬畏他呢？
Now from the Bible, let's consider why that God wants men to fear him.
传道书在那里告诉我们说，这是人应当尽的本分。
In Ecclesiastes, we read that this is the all of man, man's duty.
这是人该有的情形。
This is what man's supposed to do.
因为神是那个创造万有宇宙的那个创造主。
Because our God is the creator of the whole universe, the heavenly earth.
他所造的万物在那里显明他的永能，显明他的神性。
And through his creatures, he shows forth his divine power and his deity.
让人从那个塑造的里面看见神的伟大，看见神那个威严。
So through the things that he made, we could see God's majesty and see his greatness.
看见神那个荣耀。
And see his glory.
当人有这样看见的时候，他里面就有个敬畏心。
When a person has this kind of seeing and understanding, he will have this heart of fear.
但是我们看见今天最使人不能够认识神，也就不会敬畏神。
However, today we see that sin prevents man from knowing him, therefore men do not fear God.
所以罗马书第一章那就告诉我们说呢，那些罪人不义的人，他们不以把神当作神来看待他，来感谢他。
So in Romans 1, we see those unrighteous, those sinners, they do not regard as God.
也不来荣耀他。
Nor do they glorify him.
他们故意不认识神。
They do not know their God on purpose.
他们不怕神。
They do not fear God.
所以罗马书第三章那里保罗描述了一些罪人的行为。
And also in Romans 3, Paul describes some of the acts of sinners.
所有犹太人、外邦人都在罪恶里面。
All the Jews, all the Gentiles are confined under sin.
那你讲到口里所犯的罪。
There is, he speaks of all the sins of your mouth.
那些罪人口里说出诡诈的话，那些咒骂苦毒的话。
Sinners speak all those deceiving words, all those curses, all those slandering words,
像灰蛇的毒气
like the poison of cobras.
而他们脚在那灰跑也犯了许多的罪
and their feet are quick in committing all kinds of sins.
在残暴、凶暴残害人
they are violent, they are slaying people.
为什么人有这许多罪恶表现呢
why the man has all these acts of sin?
保罗在那里就给我们一个原因。
Paul tells us the very reason to all these.
这些罪讲到最后呢，最后一句话呢是说，因为他们眼中不怕神。
At the end of all the descriptions of these sinful acts, Paul says, because in their eyes there is no fear of God.
就是因为人眼中不怕神，所以才有那许许多多的罪恶出来。
Because in the sight of man they do not fear God, therefore all these sinful acts result.
因为他们一切所行的，他们以为都没有神。
In all their deeds, they do not understand there is God.
因此没有神，他们什么都不怕。
Because there is no God, of course, they're not afraid
of anything. 谁还惧怕一个不存在的神呢？
Whoever would ever fear a God that does not exist?
所以人在那就可以随意说话，照他自己意思怎么行。
So man can say, can do anything that pleases him.
因为他们不认识神。
Because he doesn't know his God.
所以我们看见为什么讲到主耶稣的时候，他说他有知识和敬畏耶和华的灵呢？
Now here we consider why is when the Bible speaks of our Lord, the Bible says that he has the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the God.
今天人因为不认识神，没有这个知识，所以他们就不怕神。
Today, man does not have this kind of knowledge, therefore they do not fear God.
所以我们看见那个知识和神敬畏神是有一个结，有个。非常紧密的关系。
Therefore, we see that this knowledge of God and the fear of God is intimately related.
当一个人在不认识神的时候，自然而然他也不会行走在神的道上。
He who does not know God, of course, would not obey God's commandments.
所以圣经说他们都是偏离的正路。
Therefore, the Bible says they have all gone astray from
the
right way. 是
当一个人认识了独一的真神以后，他里面才有个敬畏的心，才有惧怕的心。
Only when a person has known this true God alone, then he would have this heart of fear.
他看见人是那么微小，那么不值。
He understands man is so unworthy and so little.
不过是一个塑造者而已。
And simply one created being.
他才会来敬畏这位创造主。
Therefore, he would then fear this very creator.
所以人为什么需要敬畏神？因为这是神对人的一个要求，是人该尽的一个本分。
Why should man fear God? Because this is God's demand, and this is our duty.
那第二个，为什么人需要敬畏神？
Now, secondly, why the man should fear God?
我们刚刚读到诗篇一百三十篇，那里告诉我们。
We read in Psalm 130.
那里说，得赦免之恩的人要敬，使他们能够敬畏耶和华。
God has given them this forgiveness of sins so that they would fear God.
所以不仅当人看到宇宙那伟大说它里面有一个敬畏的心。
So not only when man see all the greatness of the universe, would they come up with the heart of fear of God.
当一个人认识独一真神，他得到这个赦免之恩的时候呢，他里面就有敬畏的心。
But also when a person has known this only true God, that knowing that he has been received, redeemed, and he would have this heart.
因着他经历这个赦罪之恩，他里面就有个敬畏的。敬畏神的心。
Now, because he has experienced this grace of forgiveness of his sins, therefore he would have this heart to fear him.
因为他看见，原来这我们这些罪人都是在神公义的审判之下。
He sees that all us as sinners are under the judgment of God's righteous penalty.
现在因着他救赎，我们免去那个定罪。
And because of his redemption, we have now escaped from this condemnation.
我们得到了赦免之恩。
We have received this grace of forgiveness of sins.
他看见那个神的公义。
Now he has seen God's righteousness.
他看见那个罪人可怕的崛起。
And he has seen the horrible result of a sinner.
所以神施恩给我们是为了什么？也是叫我们来敬畏他。
So why is it that God has extended His grace to us all? Because He wants us to fear Him.
因着认识他爱，认识他恩典，我们里面就有敬畏的心。
Because we have known His love, His grace, we now have this heart to fear Him.
我们里面就有惧怕神的心。
This heart to revere him.
所以我们看见认识神越多的人，他敬畏神越多。
So we see that a person who knows God more, would fear his God more.
一个认识神公义的人，他才知道这个恩典有何等的大。
The more he knows of God's righteousness, the more he knows of the greatness of God's grace.
今天为什么世界上的人，世人他不相信福音，把福音轻看福音呢？
Why do today's people take lightly of the gospel and do not believe in it?
因为人不认识神的公义。
Because men do not understand God's righteousness.
当主耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候，
When the Lord was crucified on the cross,
在那里喊着说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
Crying out that, my God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
这位神的爱子，圣洁的公义者，在那天却在呼喊说，神为什么离弃了他？
Now, this beloved of God, the righteous, the holy one, on that day, crying to his father, God, why have you forsaken me?
为什么神在那掩面不看他?
Why has his God covered his eyes from seeing him?
因为世人所有罪归在主耶稣基督的身上。
Because all the sins of the whole world have now been placed upon Jesus Christ.
神在那里离弃他，不理他。
God has forsaken him. God has paid no attention to him.
神掩面不看他。
There God covered his eyes, not seeing his son.
因为神在那里执行他公义的审判。
There God had executed his righteous judgment.
一面这个掩面不看他，我们也可以这样的领会。
Now we can also try to understand this covering his eyes, not seeing him.
神不忍心看他儿子。在那里被钉十字架。
Because there God didn't have the heart to see his son being crucified there.
他没有办法看那个痛苦那个局面。
He couldn't stand seeing that is such a painful situation.
所以我们就知道这个神公义是何等的厉害。
Therefore we could see the fierceness of God's righteousness there.
厉害到个地步神都不敢来看了。
It's so fierce even God would not dare to look at it.
神忍心让他儿子在那受痛苦。
Therefore, he hardened his heart to leave his son suffering there.
他居然把他儿子爱子舍了。
That he should give up on his son.
就是为了拯救我们这些罪人。
In order to save us sinners.
所以今天世界上的人，因为他们不认识神的，不愿意相信神的福音。
So today, people do not want to believe in God's gospel.
因为他们不认识神公义的审判是何等的可怕。
This is because they do not know the dreadfulness of God's righteous judgment.
因为人不知道罪人最终的结局是何等的可怕。
They do not know the how horrible the final outcome of their final.
所以他们轻看福音。
Therefore, they simply belittle this gospel.
就是当我们蒙恩得救，又成为一个基督徒。
Now today, after we have been saved by grace, we have become Christians.
有时候我们也常常觉得，好像福音也是非常平常。
Sometimes we take the gospel as something common.
不会太宝贵它。
We will not cherish it that much.
就是因为不够认识神。不过认识神的公义。
And this is because we do not know God well enough. We do not know His righteousness.
只有一个真正认识神公义的人，他才知道神的爱有何等的大。
He who truly knows God's righteousness is the one who really knows the vastness of God's love.
那个非常有名那个一个传道人陶恕。
A very famous theologian, Tozer.
他被称为二十世纪的一个先知。
He was called a prophet of the 21st century.
他说，一个人除非他真的认识神的公义，他才能够认识神的爱。
He says, a man unless he knows God's righteousness does not know God's love.
当一个罪人蒙恩以后，他看见神这个公义的审判是何等的可怕。
When a savior saved by God's grace when, has seen the dreadfulness of God's righteous judgment,
他才知道罪人所蒙受恩典是何等的大。
And only at this time he would understand the largeness of God's grace.
所以他就会敬畏神。
Only at this time he would fear his God.
他惧怕神，他生怕得罪神自己。
He reveres his God. He doesn't want to offend his God.
因为他曾经付了重大代价把他买赎回来。
Because his God has paid such a price to redeem him.
因此认识他的公义就认识他的爱。
So when he knows God's righteousness, he now understands God's love.
因为他的爱是那么伟大，以至于当他在生活行事的时候，他就不敢得罪神，伤神的心。
Because of the immense measure of God's love, whatever he does not want to hurt his God's feeling.
他怕行那些不讨神所喜悦的事情。
He does not want to do any of those things that will displease his God.
他心中有一个惧怕。
In his heart, he does have this kind of fear.
他怕不能讨他的欢喜。
He is afraid of not being able to please his God.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天神拯救我们，这样得到这个赦免之恩是为了什么呢？
So brothers and sisters, today God has saved us to grant to us this grace of forgiveness of sins. For what purpose?
就是要叫我们敬畏他。
Simply for us to fear him.
叫我们看见他为我们所摆上是何等的多。
So that we could see all that he has placed before us.
我们今天这些罪人，今天在他面前是成为何等样的人。
And all of us who once were sinners have become what kind of people?
不仅罪得赦免，乃是得到永远的生命，得到永远的盼望。
Not only our sins are forgiven, but also we have received this eternal hope, eternal life.
所以用什么？这个一个人若是真的是经历到这个赦免之恩，他一定会敬畏神的。
So, brothers and sisters, if a person truly has experienced this forgiveness of sins, he will revere his God.
这个敬畏就比那个人该尽本分又往前多一点。
Now, this kind of fearing God, I believe, is one step further than simply realizing that this is your duty as a man to fear.
就塑造的人，人类本分就是应该来敬畏神。
As a created being, it is our duty to fear him.
但从前我们都是罪人，不认识神，我们也不会敬畏神，惧怕神。
But even when we were sinners, when we did not know him, we did not fear him.
现在蒙恩得救，我们才知道要来敬畏神。
And now we have been saved by his grace, and we do know that we need to revere him.
那第三方面，人为什么需要敬畏神呢？
Now thirdly, why does man need to revere God?
诗篇111篇那里告诉我们。
In Psalm 111, we read,
因为他的名是圣的，是可畏的。
Awesome and holy is his name.
当我们得救以后，慢慢往前走的时候，我们认识到神是那个圣洁的神。
After we have been saved by his grace, after we have started our journey, we come to know that he is the holy God.
当一个人越亲近神，认识他越多一点的时候，
the more intimate the person is to, close to God, then the more he will come to know his God.
不仅知道神是爱，
not only would he know that God is love,
更知道这位爱我们的神，原来他是一个圣洁的。
But also he knows that the God who loved him is the holy God.
我们神是神圣不可轻忽的那一位。
Now, our God is purely holy, cannot be violated.
当我们越过越认识他的时候，我们这个敬畏，这个惧怕心呢，在里面就增加了。
The more we know him, the more of this heart of fearing him.
所以我们看见一个基督徒他到底敬畏神有多少，都是根据他对神认识有多少。
A Christian's fear of God simply goes in accordance to his understanding of his God.
认识神少一点，他敬畏心就少一点。
The less he knows his God, the less he fears his God.
认识神多一点，他敬畏心就多一点。
And likewise, the more he knows his God, the more he fears him.
当人知道神是圣洁的。
When man comes to the understanding that God is holy,
人行走在他面前的时候就会谨慎他的脚步。
Then man would be very careful how he walks before him.
知道神是圣的。
Knowing that his God is holy.
所以为什么摩西亚到神面前的时候，神对他说：“你要脱下你的鞋子。”
And this is why when Moses came to God, God said, "Take off your sandals."
他进到神面前，他必须也是圣的。
When he came before God, he knew he had to be holy.
所以我们也被称为圣洁的国民。
Therefore, we are called a holy kingdom.
只有圣洁的人才能够来见圣洁的神。
Because only holy people can come to see a holy God.
因为他是圣的，所以我们里面就产生了敬畏的心。
And because God is holy, therefore we have this heart of fear.
这个圣也可以说是一个独特，一个特别。
This holiness also means uniqueness.
圣就是不是普通的。
Holiness simply means not common.
所以神不仅是一个圣洁的神，他是一个独特的神。
So our God, not only is He holy, but also He is unique.
他行奇妙事，他的作为都是独特的。
He has done wonderful acts. All His acts are unique.
所以我们看见神带领以色列百姓这个国家这个民族。
Let's consider how God led Israelites, this country, this people.
在他们身上就显出神实在是那奇妙行奇特的神的奇神行奇特的神。
And among them, God truly revealed Himself as the God who was unique and who acted wonderfully.
所以保罗在罗马书第十一章，他讲到神的救恩，讲到以色列百姓他们在神救恩里面他们的地位的时候。
In Romans 11, when Paul speaks about God's salvation and the very status that all the Israelites had before God,
他说圣哉圣哉。
He said, Oh, the depth of God.
神的丰富的智慧，神丰富的智慧。
Oh, the depth of both the wisdom,
神丰富的智慧和知识。
And knowledge.
他的判断何等的难测。
His judgment is so unsearchable.
他的脚踪何等难寻。
His ways past finding out.
今天若是地上有一个人，他的知识那么丰富。
Today, if in this world there is such a man with such abundant knowledge.
他所行的每一件事情都是叫人很难以测。
Everything he does is hard for other people to figure out.
他所经过的道路好像非常难寻。
And all his ways simply are a path finding.
我们会觉得说这个人实在不得了，里面对他有个惧怕心。
And we would say, what a great guy! We would certainly have this fearing heart toward him.
何况我们神自己。
Not to mention our God.
我们神是个奇妙神，是一个独特的神。
Our God is a wonderful God. He is so unique.
他的智慧人难测，人难够明白。
His wisdom simply is beyond the comprehension of man.
人来到他面前说，发觉这位行奇妙、独特的神是这样伟大。
When men come before him, he would simply understand how wonderful our God's acts are and how unique he is.
人自然里面就产生了敬畏、惧怕的心。
So very readily, this person would have this heart of fear, heart of reverence.
人愿更多来到他面前来认识这位奇特的神。
And men are willing to come before him to know him more. The unique God.
他是圣洁的神，我们也是圣洁的国民。
Now he is a holy God, and we have become the holy kingdom.
他是一个独特的神。
He is a unique God.
圣经告诉我们说，我们也是独特的子民。
And God tells us that we are unique people, God's special possession.
我们不列在万民当中。
We're not listed among the nations.
我们是独特一般的百姓。
We are unique people.
不仅若是以色列百姓，今天在地上人对这个民族认识也是非常少。
Although people in this world have little understanding of the of all the Jews.
这个国家历史的发展是那么奇妙。
But we do understand the very development of this country's history is so amazing.
历史学家、政治学家都不知道，都不能认识以色列国到底是怎么一回事。
All the historians, all the statesmen could not understand the very things about this country.
但是我们恩的人，我们就知道，原来他们是独特的子民。
But those of us who have received God's grace understand this, they are unique.
他们所信的神是一个独特的神。
Because their God, whom they believe in, is unique.
因着他独特，让里面产生一个畏惧，产生一个敬畏。
And because of God's uniqueness,that we come up with this heart.
他的名不仅是圣的，他的名是可畏的。
Therefore, the Bible says, not only is his name holy, but also awesome.
这个可畏呢，应该把它可以翻成尊敬。
Now, this awesome also means honorable.
好说
reverent.
我们知道圣经里面这个 reverent 这个尊敬呢，是用在神的身上。
We know this reverence is particularly used on God.
只有他才是尊受担上担受尊敬的。
Only He is the very one to be worthy of all the reverence.
很可惜，今天基督教把这个 reverence 用在人的身上。
It's quite a shame in today's Christianity that people would use this reverence upon man.
用在传道人、牧师的身上。
They give the preachers.The pastors this title.
当然，在介绍某某牧师的时候，他就说 "Reverend 成 Reverend 张
When people introduce a certain preacher, they would say, "This is Reverend Chen or Reverend Zhang."
弟兄姊妹，只有神是那受人尊敬的神。
Brothers and sisters, only God is the one to be respected.
只有他配得人的尊敬。
And only is He worthy of all of our reverence.
所以，弟兄姊妹，当我们得救以后，我们继续往前走的时候，我们越过越认识。神不仅是可畏，是圣洁，他是配得我们尊敬的。
So, brothers and sisters, as we have been given grace to be redeemed, as we have been walking in the spiritual journey, not only do we know that His name is holy and is awesome, but also He's the very one to be revered.
这个名实在是神圣的名。
This name is a holy name.
诗歌227首那里告诉我们。
In our hymnal,number 227.
作诗人上面说：“耶稣，耶稣，我的性命。”
The hymn composer says, "The Lord Jesus is my life."
因爱的缘故，将你的圣名日念千遍。
Forgive me for saying your name thousands of times a day.
他说：“求你原谅我。”
And the composer says, "Please forgive me."
将你的圣名，将你这个宝贵的名日念千遍。
That I have.Been saying your name thousands of times a day.
作诗人他宝贵这个名。
The lyrist really treasures this name of God.
他需要一天来念神的名有一千次之多。
Therefore, he mentions God's name about thousand times a day.
但是他知道这个名实在是个神圣不可随意的称呼的名。
Although he does know that his name is holy, this is the name that cannot be so readily or easily mentioned.
但是因着爱的缘故，他不得一再提到神的名字的名。
But because of his love towards his God's sake, that he constantly mentions his God's name.
但他知道这个名是可畏的。
However, he does understand that God's name is awesome.
不是可以随便称呼的。
It's not some name that could be so easily, lightly addressed.
所以他说求原谅我。
And therefore he says, forgive me.
用什么？这是一个敬畏神的人在称呼神明的时候那个心那个态度。
Brother and sister, this is a person who fears God when he addresses God, the kind of attitude he should have.
今天我们把这个名好像也看得非常普通。
Today we have taken this name so commonly.
所以人在那边常常在妄称耶和华的名。
Therefore, to the point that people profane His name.
在教会里面妄称耶和华的名的人要被致死。
And in Old Testament, a person who profanes God's name would be put to death.
同样到新约，我们知道这个名我们也不可以随意人们称呼。
And likewise, even in Old Testament, we should know that this is a name you should not take it so easily.
今天因为人不够认识这个名。它里面所包含的意义。
Now today we need to know the very meaning this name contains.
也把它看为非常平常。
Otherwise, you would think this is such a common name.
我们做基督徒常常也是这样，对人常说啊，神祝福你，神祝福你。
We Christians even say so easily that May God bless you.
好像对什么人总是讲说神祝福你，好像这是一个祝福的话，一个好听的话。
As though this is something nice to be spoken of, it's simply a word of blessing.
慢慢这句话就成为一种普通的话，一种好像没有一个口头禅，没有什么特别意义的话。
And gradually, this seems to become a cliche without much meaning to it.
神只祝福那些敬畏他的人。
God only blesses those who fear Him.
所以弟兄姊妹，若是我们越过越认识神自己的时候
，So brothers and sisters, if we come to know our God more and more in our daily life,
我们不得不敬畏他，惧怕他。
Then we have to fear Him. We have to revere Him.
我们感谢神，他有赦免之恩。
Now we thank our God that He has this grace of forgiveness.
他叫我们先经历到他的救恩。
He has at first experienced His salvation.
好，叫我们来敬畏他。
So that we would fear Him.
希伯来书十二章那里告诉我们说，我们为什么要敬畏神
？And in Hebrews 12, it tells us why we need to fear Him.
他不仅有赦罪之恩的神
，Because not only is He the God who has the forgiveness of sins.
他说，我们神是烈火
，But also He is the God, consuming God.
因着神是烈火，所以我们要存心敬畏啊，侍奉他。
Because God is a consuming fire, therefore we need to fear Him.
火在圣经里面是表明一个审判。
Now fire in the Bible speaks of judgment.
所以我们看见在圣经里面，当神要审判人的时候，常常降火在他们身上。
Therefore, in the Bible, we see when God wants to judge people, He often sends fire upon them.
像索多玛、恶魔拉，神降火、硫磺火、火焚烧地上，城里面所有的人。
Like in Sodom and Gomorrah, God would send down the fire of brimstone to devour all the people in the city.
当亚伦两个儿子在那献祭的时候
，When Aaron's two sons offered up their sacrifices,
他们献上耶和华没有丰富的黄火。
Now they have offered this strange fire which God had not commanded them.
马上有火烧灭在他们身上。
Right away the fire came down to devour them.
因为当人进到侍奉里面，必要有一个敬畏的一个心。
Even more so, when we enter God's service, we need to have this heart of fear.
就是说有时候在生活上有一些失败、软弱，甚至犯了一些道德的罪。
Brothers and sisters, a lot of time we do have.Our weaknesses and failures in our lives, even we commit something immoral.
神好像很容易赦免人的罪。
As though God simply forgives our sins so easily.
但是当一个人在侍奉里面，若是没有存着敬畏心，那所带来的结果是更可怕，好像神不容易赦免。
But in your service, if you do not serve Him with this heart of fear, this outcome is more.Dreadful than the previous one.
我们看摩西在旷野带以色列百姓行走的时候
，We see Moses as he led Israelites to walk through the wilderness.
摩西是神的仆人
，Moses is God's servant.
他这么忠心带领神的百姓走旷野的道路
，There faithfully he leads God's people through wilderness.
但是有一天他们来到米利巴的时候。
One day they come to Meribah.
百姓又在争闹要水喝。
And there, all the Israelites are murmuring, are complaining, asking for water.
他们一旦抱怨摩西说我们牲畜都要死在这里呀。
They complain against Moses, saying that we and our livestock, we're all going to die here.
我们的牲畜也都要死在这里。
Or our cattle and our flock would die here.
摩西在那里对以色列百姓说一句话
And Moses say this to all these Israelites.
他说你们这些背叛的人听我说
You who are rebellious, listen to me.
然后他就在那里用杖击打磐石两次
And there he smote the rock twice.
虽然在那里有活水涌流出来解百姓的渴
Although the living water gushed out to relieve the people's thirst.
但是神却对摩西说
But God said this to Moses
你不可进我所应许的迦南美地
You shall not enter the land which I have promised The land of Canaan
摩西站在好像发一种义怒
We see Moses seem to simply execute this righteous anger
但诗篇106篇来告诉我们说他嘴说了个急躁的话
But in Psalm 116, the Bible says that he has spoken rash words.
因为他的灵被那些百姓激动了。
Because his spirit was so provoked by his people.
被百姓刺激了。
He was irritated by them.
他对百姓说：“你们这些背叛的人啊！”
So he said to them, "You rebellious people."
就是因着这句话进不了迦南地。
And because of this statement, he was not able to enter the land of Canaan.
在人来看，摩西这个也不是太大的罪。
Now, from man's perspective, this is nothing, no big sin.
又不是带他犯了一些可怕道德的罪。
This is not something immoral, horrible.
但是神对摩西说，你不可进到那个迦南地。
Then God says to Moses, "You cannot go in this land of Canaan."
因为神说，你在以色列百姓面前没有尊我为圣。
Because you have not sanctified me before the Israelites.
他当然没有看见这位神是神圣的。
Moses does not see at that point that this God is holy.
你讲话要谨慎。
You have to be very careful of what you say.
因为在百姓面前没有尊我为圣，得罪了我。
And God says, "You have not sanctified me before Israelites. You have sinned against me."
用什么？这都是让我们看见为什么使徒在那告诉我们说，我们要存一个敬畏的心来侍奉神呢？
Now, brothers and sisters, all these help us to understand that why Apostle says that we need to serve God with godly fear and reverence.
因为侍奉神不是一个普通的事情。
Because serving God is no small thing.
侍奉神不是地上一些的宗教活动。
It's not some earthly religious activities.
侍奉神乃是知道他是圣的，他是配我们来侍奉的。
Instead, serving God is that you know He is holy, He's worthy of your service.
知道他是烈火的，他有一天要审判所有侍奉。
Knowing He is a consuming fire, and one day He will judge all services.
所以保罗为什么说我立志要讨主欢喜呢？
Now why did Paul say that I make it my aim to please the Lord?
因为有一天我们都要在基督的台前要显露出来。
Because one day we will all reveal before this judgment seat.
那一天神要按照个人的善或恶来回报个人。
Now on that day, God will repay each one of us according to the goodness and all the, according to our work, whether they are good or bad.
因为神是烈火，因为神是可畏的。
Now, because he's awesome, because he's a consuming fire.
因为有一天我们都要站在基督台前，要经过神的审判。
Because one day we will all stand before the judgment seat and being judged by God.
所以我们才需要谨慎，我们才需要敬畏神。
Therefore, we need to be careful. We need to revere of him.
我们才需要存心来敬畏他，来侍奉他。
We have to make it our aim to serve him with fear.
所以弟兄姊妹，若是我们认识神是烈火。
So, brothers and sisters, if we do understand that God is a consuming fire,
我们在生活，我们在侍，特别在侍奉里面，我们就会很谨慎我们所做的。
In our life, in our service, we would have this circumspect heart.
我们都是认识神是烈火。
If we know He's a consuming fire,
我们在侍奉的时候，我们就不敢在那边动血气花肉体。
And while we serve, we would never dare to do it in our flesh or gratifying our own. Our own nature.
因为我们知道有一天神要审判我们所有服事。
Because we know one day God will judge all our service.
用什么？这是何等大事情
！Oh, what a tremendous matter this is!
神不仅是那可亲可爱的神。
That not only is our God lovable, intimate.
但是我们要知道他是烈火。
But also, let us know this: He is a consuming fire.
用什么？有时候在服事里面。我们常常觉得我们敬畏心实在不够。
Brothers and sisters, a lot of times in our services, we see that we do not have enough of this heart of fear.
有时候看见一些的表现，里面实在非常难过。
And that's why sometimes I feel really grieved when I see certain situations among our services.
甚至有时候觉得说，当那一天的时候，怎么站在基督台前呢？
To the point I would feel that how could we possibly stand before God's seat of judgment?
为什么今天人在地上服事的时候是那么随便那个无所谓的一个态度？
Why is it today people when they serve God they come with such a careless, such a daring attitude?
因为不知道他是烈火。
Because they do not know that God is a consuming fire.
用什么？若是我们越过越来到神面前来认识他，来经历他，来与他亲密的时候。
And brothers and sisters, if more and more we come to draw near to Him, to know Him,
我们就知道他是可怕的，
More and more we would know that he is an awesome God, a consuming fire.
所以希伯来书也告诉我们说，落在永生神的手中是何等的可怕。
Therefore, Hebrews it also tells us that how dreadful it is for a person to fall into the hand of the everlasting God.
所以弟兄姊妹，若是每次我们读神的话，神许多话在我们里面会战惊恐惧。
So brothers and sisters, if we do read God's word, God's word should tremble us.
神的话就会叫我们敬畏他。
Make us fear him.
神的话会让我们愿意走在他的道路上。
God's word should make us to be willing to walk in his way.
所以保罗说，既然知道神是可畏的，所以我们劝人。
Therefore Paul says, knowing that God is awesome, therefore we will exhort men.
使徒保罗在那一再劝勉神的百姓，神的儿女。
Now, Apostle Paul admonishes God's people, God's children, time and again.
要存敬畏的心。
That they should have this heart of fearing God.
彼得在他书信也是这样告诉我们。
Even so in Peter's epistles.
既然你们信那位不偏待人的神。
Since you call God the Father, the one who is impartial to all.
我们相信这审判人的神是我们的父。
We believe that the God who judges all is also our Father.
我们就应该存有敬畏心度我们地上寄居的日子。
Then we should have this fearsome God to conduct our lives during the time in this world.
所以弟兄姊妹，只有个敬畏神的人，他来到神面前服事的时候，他服事才会备受悦纳。
Brothers and sisters, only a person who fears God when he comes before him to serve him, his service will be accepted.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们慢慢更多认识神，视作烈火。
Now, if we more and more understand that this God is a consuming fire,
我们在许多服事里面，我们就非常谨慎，非常小心的。
Then in all our services, we'll be careful.
我们在碰
be discreet.
我们在碰服事的时候，我们必须要求神来怜悯我们。
Whenever we are placing services, we do ask God to have mercy upon us.
一句不合适的话，一个不合适的动作，我们就知道会得罪神。
Some displeasing word or some improper word.Act, we know that we have offended God.
我们看见今天许多那些走在前面道路走在前面的那些许多服侍神的那些弟兄姊妹们。
As we consider those brothers and sisters who have walked ahead of us in serving God,
我们看见他们在神面前服侍的时候何等的谨慎。
We see how carefully that they serve.Their God.
一点都不敢放松，一点都不敢随便。
They would not dare to be lax in any aspect.
也许人看他们是太封闭、太保守的一般人。
Maybe people would consider them, too conservative or too reactionary.
但是他们知道，他们所侍奉的神是圣的。
But they do know that the God they serve is holy.
他们知道他们所侍奉的神是烈火。
And they know that the God they serve is a consuming fire.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们纯净心来服事的时候，我们就知道我们就可以行走在他的道路上。
So brothers and sisters, if we do have this kind of heart to serve Him, we know that we are walking in His way.
我们就愿意遵守他的道。
And we're willing to.Obey his commandments.
因为我们知道，我们遵守他的道，就是他就能够赐福给我们。
And we know that as we walk in his ways, he will bless us.
他就能够把许多福赐给我们。
And he will pour out all measures of blessings.
所以诗篇三十四篇那里告诉我们说
，Therefore in Psalm 34,
他说敬畏耶和华的人一无所缺。
He who fears God lacks nothing.
那一无所缺不是讲到地上神好像就一切我们所需要，他就供应我们。
Now, has no want in the world, not only means that God would supply all our needs.
我们看见今天许多人，他不敬畏神，他不认识神，好像他也是一无所缺的。
Because today in today's world, some people who do not fear God, it seems that he does not lack anything either.
他们要什么就有什么。
Whatever they want, they have it.
好像他们在物质上，他们也没有什么缺欠。
And materially speaking, they lack nothing.
但是一个敬畏耶和华的人，他是什么一无所缺呢？
And here, what does the Bible say that he who fears God lacks nothing?
为什么他要把许多福赐给这些敬畏耶和华的人？
And why does God want to give so many blessings to those who fear him?
这一切都是讲到属灵的福气。
Now all these speak of the spiritual blessings.
我想在圣经里面太多地方讲到一个耶和华的人他们所得的福气是什么？
in the Bible, there are so many places that tell us what kind of blessings a person who fears God has.
我们只能从刚读过几处圣经来看见他们是怎样蒙到神的祝福。
Now just consider the passages we read, we would see what kind of blessings that God would give.
诗篇二十五篇再告诉我们说，神要与他们亲密。
And here in Psalm 25, the Bible says God will come close to them.
神要将他自己的约指示他们。
And God will show them His own covenant.
所以敬畏耶和华的人，神乐意与他亲密。
He who fears God, God is pleased to show himself to.
不仅神要我们来与他亲近亲密。
Now, not only does God want us to draw near to him,
神更是要与那些敬畏他的人亲密有个更密切的关系。
God also wants to have this intimate relationship with those who fear him.
神乐意将来将他自己的约将他自己的话向他们打开。
It pleases God to show his word, his covenant to them.
让他们能够明白神的心意。
So that they could understand God's mind.
好像他们可以行走在他的道路上。
So they could walk in his ways.
所以弟兄姊妹，若是我们是一个敬畏神的人。
So brothers and sisters, if we are people who fear God.
我们就能明白他的话。
We will be able to understand His word.
当明白他的话的时候，我们就愿意来顺从他，来遵守他的诫命。
And when we understand His word, we will obey Him, His statutes, and to follow Him.
他们和神之间有一个更密切的关系。
And therefore, we would have this more intimate relationship with Him.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等的福！
Oh, brothers and sisters, what kind of blessing this is?
神与他们亲密。
Because God is intimate with them.
敬畏耶和华的人，神要指示他们当选择的道路。
And also, God will show them the way they should choose. Those who fear Him.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天在地上常常遇到一些事情的时候，我们不知道该如何来走路。
Brothers and sisters, as we encounter many things, often we do not know where to go.
我们不知道该走这边还是走那边。
Whether we should turn left or turn right.
但是我们感谢神，一个敬畏耶和华的人。
But we thank God that he who fears the Lord.
神要指示他们当选择的路。
God will show him the way he should choose.
他们不仅不会偏行己路。
Not only would they not go astray.
他们可以走在神所命定的一个道路上。
But also he would walk in the way that God has commanded.
在这个道路上，神要一步一步带领他们。
And in his way, God will lead him step by step.
用什么把我们今天盼望在地上走一个对的道路。
Brothers and sisters, we all hope to walk in the right way.
不叫我们随心即意上面行走。
So that we would not go astray and do whatever that pleases us.
到底我们该住在这里，要住在那里？
Whether we should live here or other place.
我们自己常常在那边有迷糊，不知道该如何办。
Many times we're so confused and we don't know which one to choose.
该不知道该如何拣选。
We simply do not know how to make a choice.
感谢神，一个敬畏耶和华的人，神要指示他当选择的道路。
But we thank God, he who fears God will be shown the way that he should choose.
神也要差遣天使来保护他。
God will even send his angels to protect him.
所以在三十四篇那里说，神的使者要在他周围安营来拯救他。
So in Psalm 34, we read that the angel of God will encamp around him who fears God to deliver him.
在这邪恶世代，充满了许多危险陷阱。
Now in this evil time, it's full of all the snares and all of the deceptions.
我们怎样才不会落到许多仇敌网罗里面呢？
How can we not fall into the snares of our enemies?
只要我们是一个敬畏耶和华的人。
If only we are ones who fear God.
神要用那火墙来保护我们。
God will protect us with His wall of fire.
神要差遣那使者四围来照顾我们，来保护我们。
And He will send His angel to encamp around us to protect us.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个有福的人。
Brother and sister, this is a blessed person.
我想更有福的人，更有福的，更大福是什么呢？
And what is the even more greater blessing.
我们刚读诗篇十五篇那里说，神要尊重他们。
And there in Psalm 15 we read that God will revere them.
用什么？我们算得什么？
Brothers and sisters, what are we?
我们尊重神是应该的。
We're supposed to revere our God.
但是神现在反过来要尊重我们。
But now God reverses it, saying that He would respect us.
尊重怎样的人呢？
What kind of people God will respect?
尊重那些敬畏他的人。
God will respect those who fear him.
神是何等这样抬举我们。
Oh, how much, how highly God has exalted us.
我们在他面前蒙到一点恩典，我们已经够好了，够感谢他了。
With this grace, this little grace from him, we would thank him so much more already.
我们怎么敢求神来尊重我们呢？
How would we dare to say that we ask God to respect us?
我们这样一个不值不算不得什么的人，神怎么样尊重我们呢？
We're so unworthy, we're nobody. How could God revere us?
我们一点都不配。
We're so unworthy, not at all.
我们也不敢求神来尊重我们。
I will not dare to ask God to respect us either.
但是我们感谢神，他自己话说，他尊重那些敬畏他的人。
But we thank God that his own word says that he respects those who fear him.
因为他们知道神是圣洁的。
Because these people know that their God is holy.
他们知道神的名是可畏的。
They know that God's name is awesome.
他们知道如何行走在神面前。
And also they know how to walk in his presence.
所以神就尊重他们。
And therefore God revered them also.
这是何等尊贵，何等的一个荣耀的事情。
Oh, what a venerable, glorious matter this is.
神要尊重我们这些蒙恩的儿女，蒙拯救的百姓。
That God would respect us who are saved, redeemed by him.
但是我们必须是一个敬畏耶和华的人。
However, we have to be people who revere the Lord.
我们必须是一个惧怕神的人。
We have to be people who revere God.
主耶稣也曾经对他门徒说出类似的话。
Even the Lord Jesus says a similar word to his disciples.
他说我在哪里服侍我的人也在哪里。
He says, where I am, those who serve me will be there also.
我要看重他们。
And I will honor them.
用什么主在哪里服侍的人也愿意在那里。
Brothers and sisters, where the Lord is, those who serve him should be willing to be there also.
主要尊重他们。
Because the Lord will honor them.
我们都今天都盼望人来尊重我们。
Today we all hope people would honor us.
若是今天地上那些有权势，若是美国总统对我们说我要尊重你这个人。
Now, if today American president says that I want to honor you.
我们都会受宠若惊，不敢想象有这种事情发生。
We would simply be overwhelmed. We couldn't understand such a thing would happen to us.
但是神却说他要尊重那些敬畏他的人。
But God says he would honor those who reveres him.
这是一个何等大的福分。
Oh, what a great blessing this is.
神帮抬举高举到这样一个地位。
That God has exalted us to such a place.
他尊重我们这些人。
That he would honor us all.
只有一个敬畏耶和华的人，神才会尊重他。
God would only honor a person who fears him first.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们巴不得我们真是成为一个有福的人。
Brothers and sisters, how much we desire to be blessed people.
我们巴不得神许多祝福都能够临到我们身上。
How much do we long for all of God's blessings which could be poured upon us?
那我们在地上能够过一个快乐的一种生活。
So that we will lead this joyful lives in this world.
那除非我们成为敬畏神的人。
Unless only when you become a person who fears God.
因为什么？当我们里面有这样敬畏的态度。
Brothers and sisters, when we have this kind of awesome
attitude. 我们在外面实际的表现，就愿意的遵守他的道。
But outwardly, we would exhibit this kind of concrete act.That we want to walk in his ways.
我们就愿意走在他的道路上。
And also we long for walking in his ways.
这一条道路把我们带到永生神那里。
Because this way will lead us to the everlasting God.
我们感谢神，神是乐意施恩给我们。
We thank God. God wishes so much to extend his grace to us all.
神今天是乐意把天上所有祝福赐给他的儿女。
And it pleases him that he would give all the heavenly blessings to his people.
只要我们照着他话语所教导的。
As long as we, according to what he instructs in his word.
他所有福就让我们能够经历得到。
Walking his ways, then we would experience his blessings.
巴不得每一个人真是成为敬畏耶和华的人。
If only we would all become people who fear him.
这不单单是我们该尽的本分。
Because this is not only our duty.
那是因为他今天拯救了我们。
But also because he has redeemed us.
我们今天蒙受了那么大的恩典。
We have received such great vastness of his grace.
更应当来敬畏他。
So we should even more respect him.
正如使徒保罗在罗马书第十二章所告诉我们的。
Just as Apostle Paul in Romans 12 tells us that.
当一个人认识神那个救恩何等伟大。
When a person understands the depth of God's salvation.
不仅叫我们因信称义。
Not only are we justified by faith.
有一天啊，把我们带到荣耀里面。
But one day we'll be led into glory.
保罗讲到这些的时候，他不得劝勉我们，鼓励我们。
When Paul thinks of all of this, he can only admonish and exhort
us.
And he did it in such a way, saying, by the mercies of God,
将自己的身体当作活祭,
present your bodies as a living sacrifice.
献给他,
present your bodies to your God.
按着神的心意来侍奉他,
to serve him according to his ways.
弟兄姊妹, 这是理所当然的。
Brothers and sisters, this is our reasonable service.
那是因为我们经历到神的救恩，经历到神大爱。
This is because we have experienced His grace. We have experienced His great love.
我们在地上愿意过一个讨他喜悦的生活。
Therefore, we want to lead a life that would be pleasing to Him.
我们所行所做所行都能满足他的心意。
Whatever we do, we act will be pleasing to His heart.
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
敬畏耶和华的人。
He who fears the Lord,
遵守他道的人,
he who walks in his ways,
是有福的,
is blessed.
巴不得每一个人都是成为一个敬畏耶和华的人。
Oh, if only each one of us will become the one who fears him.
好叫他的旨意也能够成就在我们身上。
So that his will be done in us.
让求主恩待我们。
May God, may our Lord extend his grace to us.
请弟兄姊妹做些祷告。
Brother, would you please say a prayer to conclude it?
Let's bow our heads for a short word of prayer.
请我们大家低头，有一个简短的祷告。
Heavenly Father,
天父
truly you are holy, Lord.
你真是圣洁的。
We pray that we would never lose sight of that fact.
我们祈求我们永远不会忘记这一点。
Father, we also praise you because you have called us before you.
我们赞美你，因为你呼召我们到你面前。
That we may be called your children.
让我们得称为神的儿女。
Father, we pray that you would continue to lead us in your path.
父啊，我们求你继续带领我们行在你的道中。
We will not turn to the left or to the right.
我们不会或向左或向右。
But keep looking towards you.
而是完全的单一的仰望你。
Father, we ask that you would continue to bless this time.
父啊，我们求你继续祝福这段时间。
As we gather for communion.
当我们在一起擘饼的时候
Father, we would remember all that you have given to us.
父啊，纪念你已经赐给我们的一切。
In Jesus' name I pray.
奉主耶稣基督名求。阿门。